This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
A tablet or something, get rid of electronics. See, this stuff is just amazing. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate... Flashing red again. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Let's get... I mean, you can head up to my website. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get the shirts, right, hashtag stand, or just read some of the articles we put up. Let the writers know how you feel about what they're writing and whether they're on or whether you don't agree with them or you do agree with them. It doesn't much matter. You got to get engaged. You got to hear and see what other people are writing about and saying. So apparently, this ought to make you feel bad, all right? This is serious. Now, I don't want to be fun here. But apparently... Millennials are suffering from hair loss. Boom, boom, tsh. No, seriously. So apparently, millennials, their hair is thinning, it's falling out, it's all the stress. What I don't understand is, haven't young people always had stress? You know, at colleges and other places? So at 18, John figured out that he was balding from a photo on Facebook. Growing up, John, now a 28-year-old San Francisco public relations professional, who asked that we withhold his real name, prided himself on his luscious locks. He said, I had always had a thick, full head of hair. I'm on the Middle Eastern Jewish ancestry, he says. That was closely associated with my identity. But as a freshman in college, he discovered that he was losing his hair when a friend posted a photo of him on Facebook. He said, I was kind of stunned. It was really brutal, he says, noting it was the thinning hair around the temples that gave it away. He said, I just assumed that balding was something that magically happens at 45. Look at the camera, John. No, doesn't. No. My family has got, well, they're either one of two things. You know, they're either, I call it bozo bald, right? They got the middle of the head's bald and got hair around the sides. Or they got what I got. They got a mop 24/7, 7 days a week. So for Mabel, it was a clogged shower drain that alerted her to the problem. Already stressed by the pressures of college, she was a pre-med major and had picked up a minor. And feeling homesick for her family in Hawaii, Mabel, then 19, says the hair loss was devastating. I thought, oh my God, am I really losing my hair, she says. It was crushing. Now, hair is a very feminine thing. Really? I think there's some guys that have more hair products in their closets than are their medicine chests than women do, for God's sakes. Experts say they're seeing more people like John and Mabel, men and women as young as 18, who are freaking out about going bald. San Francisco dermatologist Andrea Hugh says balding millennials are coming to her more and more and more and more and more and more and more. They want natural supplements to more invasive procedures. I don't even know what this one is. PRP? Which involves injecting your own, this sounds disgusting, injecting your own plasma into your scalp. And the New York City stylist Angelo David has seen a tremendous number of young and balding clients as well. New hair extensions, the story is no longer short to long, but thin to thick, he says. I mean, just change your diet. Stop being so stressed. Stop wearing baseball caps. I can't get my hair to thin out. People want full and voluminous hair. One of his most recent clients, in fact, was a... Was, you know what that... Yeah, anyway.
Voluminous.
I'm past it. They'll figure it out. In fact, it was a college student who was just shy of her 20th birthday... who had severe hair loss. She was devastated, he says, spending roughly $4,000 on customized contour wigs. You know, I mean, they say stress causes hair loss. I don't know what they have to stress out about. Life is not over. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. We'll hear more about the millennials after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back.
Listen
to Real Tide on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, I check the emails from time to time during the breaks. And this time I'm looking at the emails. I'm looking at the stuff coming across after, what are they calling it now? The ACH, ABCD, EFG. The new bill from the Republicans, AHCA. They're actually a lot of them are calling it Trump Care now. You know, like it's tit for tat, right? So I get a kick out of this because I look at this, and the headlines are all Donald Trump or President Trump takes insurance away from 300,000, from 2 million, from this, from that, from the other thing. And I have to laugh. Well, seriously, I have to laugh. Because I sit there and I say to myself, he's not taking insurance away from anybody. And if we were so cold-hearted, you know what I would do? I'd let it crash. Let these people go. Get some Dems, on the verge of dying because Obamacare won't pay for it anymore or can't pay for it. There's no insurance in that city or state. Let that happen a couple times. Now, they'll try to blame that on the Republicans because they could have just allocated more of Americans' tax dollars to make it work, which is not the way to make it work. You know, just let it fail. Let it fail, let people get hurt, and then go, okay, Dems, what are you willing to do now? This was your bill, your way, this is the way you wanted. And have them have to explain it and take responsibility for it. Anyway, speaking of a sickness, millennials losing hair. Now, the doctors say one reason for the follicle freakout is the high stress. They say that these millennials are under high stress. They're more stressed out than any other generation. I have to ask a question. Why? What are they stressed out about? We had the same challenges in the 70s. They had the same challenges in the 80s, same challenges in the 50s, 60s, 90s. Maybe if they can't handle it. So I don't want to hear that they have more stress. Because if they're more stressed out, that means that they just can't handle it. They don't know how to deal with stress. Now, according to the research from the American Psychological Association, you know what? They need to change their name to the American Psychobabblist Association. Now, they say that stress can lead to hair loss. Duh. Research shows there's a condition called, oh, come on, telogen effect. Evium. We'll just say hair loss. That's the effect, okay? Which happens when significant stress pushes large numbers of hair follicles into a resting phase, and then the hair falls out. My God, I should be bald. I should be body bald, for God's sakes. What?
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Anyhow, then hair starts to fall out, one called the alopecia areata, in which your immune system attacks the hair follicles. Well, that's exciting. Now, that can be exacerbated by stress. There's also a disorder called trichotillomania, in which stressed-out people feel an irresistible urge to pull out their hair. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a, yeah. Of course, hair loss is still a bigger problem for older people than younger ones. Dr. Ariel Levishin said, the author of The Vitamin Solution, notes that while she does not have the patients with hair loss in their 20s, there are far more in the older demographics, and it could be that the incidence of hair loss in young people isn't greater now than in the past, but merely that doctors and stylists are hearing about it more because millennials are more proactive about seeking help. No, I like my earlier one. They just can't handle stress. That's what I believe. So, whatever the reason for the hair loss, Huey notes that genetics and extreme diets are other big reasons she's seeing for it. One thing is clear, she said, millennials aren't going to stand for it. After visiting a doctor and trying Propecia, which has a side effect that include, God, I love this, possible impotence. So, it's great. You can look sexy, and then you can just look sexy. John simply shaved all his hair off after he went partially bald. Now I'm completely bald, he says, and I haven't worried about it since. You know, I don't know if it's me. I'd be curious what you guys think. But I think as the years have gone on, I've seen more and more and more and more bald guys because I think they're kind of embarrassed at their hair loss or the way they're losing hair at a young age, so they just shave it all off. And I don't know what that, you know, is that now the new sexy or is it just doesn't matter? Because it used to be kind of, if you were bald, you're kind of weird and off. There's something wrong with you to go that bald that early, right? So I'm just curious. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 855- 732-5563. Sure, guns never save anybody, right? Aren't you tired of hearing that? I was, you know, I was running for a while on the Facebook page for the Real Side. I was running these stories about how people who carry guns legally have saved lives. Because one Maroney from the other side kept saying, hey, look, the nobody with a legal gun has ever saved a life or saved a situation from becoming worse. And I'm thinking, my God, what are you, like, you stuck in the sand somewhere? Is your head in a dark place where it can't see anything? A student at the University of Texas at Austin stopped what could have been a very, very, very grave situation when he pulled out his concealed weapon and stopped a man from stabbing students, not a student, students, with a knife. Now, multiple people sustained potentially serious injuries, and one person died after a stabbing attack that seemed to target fraternity members. That's on the Texas school. Now, eyewitnesses reported that a student pulled out a concealed handgun on the suspect and made him back down, stopping what was heading towards a slaughter right there on campus. Now, the media, have you heard anything about this? Right? Yeah, you won't. Because the media hasn't covered it. They don't care to cover it. Because in California, you can't have a gun anywhere near a campus. They don't even want, matter of fact, some of the campuses don't even want the cops to have guns. You know, so what's going to happen? Cops are going to yell, please stop or else they'll thump you to death. Multiple people have sustained potentially serious injuries. And we'll finish the story on the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is a real set on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. No, you really don't. These are things that, I don't know. You know, when you think about it, a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Now, the white guy can't do anything about unless I want to swim around in Nevada, die or something. And we've always been taught that you shouldn't say anything about somebody's skin color because there's nothing they can do about it. Unless you're Michael Jackson. But that's a story for another day. The right wing, hey, all right, so we're a little more conservative than most. Which, again, not necessarily a negative thing, because we want to watch out for your money. And the Bible thumping, my God, should having religious foundation is terrible, bad, nasty, disgusting. So, we were doing a story about the student who had the concealed carry on a Texas campus. And I love you guys who are always on my case. We talk about gun control and all that other fun stuff. You always tell me how that nobody, really, truly, Joe, nobody who's carrying a gun legally has really ever done any good with it. Which is a line of stuff. Because we're gonna, you see in this story here that it can be. It can be true that somebody properly trained, knowing what's going on, could save lives. And that's what this young person did. The bottom line with it was, there was somebody on campus ready to wipe out a bunch, you know, stab a bunch of people. And because he had a, you know, concealed carry, he was able to stop it. So at least three people have been attacked, and images of the students being treated are circulating online. UT Austin has sent out an alert to say criminal activity with injury occurred on campus. Suspect in custody. No additional immediate threat to campus. Please avoid the area of 21st and Speedway until further notice. But no mention from them about, I mean, from the official about how they were saved. How they kept this thing from blowing up and becoming so much worse. Now, there is a note further on in the day about saying that eyewitnesses reported seeing a student pull out a concealed handgun on the suspect and made him back down. See, it didn't make him go more crazy. It didn't make him angrier. Right? And this came out from, I guess it was a UT Austin student body, Kim, body president, Kim Bina. So I get, you know, again, I get a kick out of this. Why they didn't, I don't say a big deal, but why didn't they talk about this from a standpoint that look at the good you could do if you're properly trained, you're properly licensed. This is not a bad thing. This doesn't have to be a bad thing. But it's kind of, if they're uncomfortable with something, it's just bad, period. That's all there is to it. 855-REAL-JOE. No, not hate. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'm pushing through all the stories you guys have been sending me the last few days I just haven't been able to get to. Because some of them are really cool. Did you know that minorities couldn't be racist? At least that's what I told all the time. Now, the writer says that that he had a person say yes and agreed to that. He went on to say, it's the common belief in a university that someone cannot be a racist who does not have power. So the story goes, blacks cannot be racist because they are a minority and they have no power. Really? Okay. I have a name memorized that I use in that analogy. I remember it because I associate it with General Mills, the cereal maker. The writer says, I say, so you're telling me that if a co-founder of a white supremacist prison gang, Barry Mills, boards a plane in America and flies to the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the moment he touches foot on the tarmac, he's no longer a racist. He's no longer the majority. The writer goes on to say, I then have some fun and mention that Barry might have ceased being a racist in midair through time zones and then magically become one again when he got back to America. When you think of some of the dumb things these people come up with, the way they look at this, the way they try to explain this stuff away. Right? It's just ridiculous. And I love that, we have black people on the show on a regular basis. And they giggle when they read this stuff. They go, you're going to be out of your mind. And matter of fact, it's not Joe. It's some of the black guests that I've had on who openly say black people can be among the most racist people there are. Again, not Joe. I'm a white guy, and I have a hard time with white people. Well, their label, not mine. Oh, God. So, again, it comes back to anybody can be racist, can they not? If you look up the pure... Let's look up the pure meaning of racist. So a racist is a person who shows... Now, I understand that Google and some of these other groups are trying to change the meanings of these words, but they are what they are. Goes on to say, a racist is a person who shows or feels discrimination or prejudice against people of other races who believe that a particular race is superior to another. Or showing or feeling discrimination or prejudice against people of other races or believing that a particular race is superior to another. So... Again, so do you think that there are times their blacks will think they're better than whites or Asians or Hispanics? Do you think there's times when Hispanics feel that they're superior to blacks, Asians, or whites? Do you think all white people feel like they're superior to blacks, Hispanics, and Asians? That's a heck of a broad brush to paint with. And I'm glad that your crystal ball works. So the pure meaning of that word, I can't agree with that. Let's see. How about this one? Here's a writer who says, I'm an ex-Facebook executive and don't believe what they tell you about ads. Now, I don't need I don't need an ex-Facebook executive to tell me not to believe what they tell me about ads, because we have seen what they do. We have been part of what they do. You know, they're really taking us to the cleaners. And this is kind of confirmation that what we thought to be truth is not a conspiracy, it's actually happening. For 2 years, he says he was in charge with turning Facebook data into money by any legal means possible. If you browse the internet or you buy items in physical stores and then see ads related to those purchases on Facebook, blame me. He said, I helped create the first version of that. The ethics of Facebook's micro-targeting advertising was thrust into the spotlight by a report out of Australia. The article, based on a leaked presentation, said that Facebook was able to identify teenagers in their most vulnerable, including that they feel insecure, worthless, defeated, and stressed. Wow, Facebook is playing on negatives with teenagers? I can't imagine. Facebook claimed the report was misleading, assuring people that the company does not offer tools to target people based on their emotional state. If the intention of Facebook's public relations spin is to give the impression that such targeting is not even possible on their platform. He says, this fellow says, I designed it. I know it's real. Now, just as Mark the Zuckerberg was being disingenuous when in the wake of Donald Trump's unexpected victory, he exposed doubt that Facebook could have flipped the presidential election. Now, he's got an ego twice as big as Texas. There's no way in the world this guy didn't believe that they had some influence. I'm not buying it. This is Up and Inside the Break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, Facebook is targeting you, but we already know that. We'll be right back.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. This is time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, we have a live chat room going on up there, because I know Facebook's giving people trouble, and I know you guys like to talk during the show, which is always exciting. But if you head up there, you got a live chat room. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on the website. You can read the many articles that are up there as well. And I do, as I said, appreciate the time that you're spending with me here. And usually on nights like tonight, I try to catch up on all the stories. During the week, I kind of been blown off because I just don't have time to do it. And I don't know if you guys heard the story about look at that. Isn't that wonderful? There was a columnist that was, fired. First she was put on suspension. And then she was fired, or almost fired, because she wrote a pro-NRA column. And I saw some of the comments. I can't get to it now for some reason, but I saw some of the comments where people are talking about freedom of speech. And here's the problem. Whether you like it or not, when you work for a news outlet or media outlet or any one of those, it's not about freedom of speech. That's a business you work for. You were hired to do something a certain way, and you just have to do it their way. You don't like it? Guess what? Go start your own company. Yeah, it's that simple. Go start your own company. And then you can do whatever you want to do. And that's where people forget. Look, I'm not for it. It's like that all that crap that, what is it, Stephen Colbert did? I'm not for that either. I think what he did was wrong. I think it was disgusting. But you really want him fired for it? You really want to set that precedent? Now, I wouldn't want them to fire him. But some of you guys, if you get off your butt and get those sponsors to pull, you may have the ability to make a change. But, you know, it was funny. I was talking to a couple of people about Target today. That whole transgender bathroom thing, they've lost over $1 billion in sales over that, over a period of time. And you know what? They don't care. I mean, they believe enough, and this is what I said to tell you guys on the right. The left believes it enough in what they're doing in some of those cases that they'll go to the wall with it. They'd let the place close down before they'd change what they believe. Will you do the same thing? Just asking. Will you do the same thing? Are you really willing to drive another 5 miles to go past the store that you know is doing things that go against your core belief system? You know, I don't think you will based on what I've seen. I think a lot of you don't take the time to get involved and get engaged. Yeah, you're great Facebook warriors. You push back, you tweet like crazy, but what does that really get you? What does that get done for you? That's all I'm saying, there's more to it. There's so much more to this stuff than just writing a blurb on Facebook. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I mean, I look at the stuff, I read these stories. And I think to myself, if we had gotten involved in some of these issues on the front end, if we got involved in some of these issues before they started to blow up, then who would have control of them? Where would we stand with some of these issues? I don't care what they are. I'm being generic on purpose. Yeah. So, all right. Let's see. What else have you seen? No, I don't like that one. Forget that. Let's see. Don't you love it? Oh, here we go. This is always, these stories are always great. So a public university that was training white students on their white privilege. I mean, when are we going to get back to teaching? Teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. Teaching about their majors. When are we going to get back to that? I'm curious. Now you got more and more universities continue to reach students, especially white students, that white privilege is a real and pressing problem, and it must be addressed to end racism. But do you think that, let's think about this for a second. Maybe white privilege is driven by climate change. What do you think? Maybe it's the fact that we can't get our arms around climate change, and it's making everybody a little crazy. And that's causing white privilege. What do you think? You like? I mean, heck, if they can put up stupid stuff, can't I? Now, white privilege is a real pressing problem, and it has to be dealt with before we can end racism. That's what they say. Now, I would say the majority of the people I know are white, and I would tell you, and I couldn't say for sure, right, because you don't know really what somebody does behind closed doors, but I am 99% positive that we're not hanging around, we're dealing with, or working with any racists. Now, the latest example comes from the University of Iowa, which recently hosted a 3-day event called Exploring White Identity for Effective Allyship. Love these words, right? Doesn't this sound like a big deal? Yes, I attended the Exploring a White Identity for Effective Allyship program. It was wonderful. It's great. Just wonderful. It's composed of dialogue, panel discussions, interactive exercises for attendees. It was headed up by the university's chief diversity office. The event in late March had an express aim for white-identified people to discuss whiteness and its privilege. This was being discussed, what? with other white people. That sounds exciting, doesn't it? This can be the first step to eliminate tokenism and increasing responsibility among allies to eliminate racism. Now, according to the flyer promoting the event, again, I'm looking at it now. You know, this it's free registration. You get in for free, and you'll learn a lot. The first day was a student focus session, followed by one for the community. And the final session was for faculty and staff. Numerous campus officials were asked by the local news source to comment on the workshop. Now, that included Elizabeth Lara, Diversity Resources Coordinator, as well as Tom Moore and Ann Bassett. But they wouldn't say anything. And this is the stuff that always confuses me. You either believe in what you're selling, you believe in what you're involved with, you believe in what you're asking people to follow, or you don't. Right? Isn't it that easy? Now, white identity is often left out of the diversity conversation, but is a crucial part of people and allyship, creating space where white identified folks can discuss this, teach and learn from each other, and can address different challenges to eliminate racism. How about, instead of teaching me that because I'm white, I'm a racist, which makes it almost impossible for me not to be a racist unless I don't know, take my skin off or dye myself? How about we just teach people how bad racism is? How nasty it is from all sides, from everyone. How about we do that? Doesn't that make sense? Makes sense to me. And I'm just guessing here. I have no degree or anything. They spend so much time talking about racism. How do you fix it by constantly talking about how it's there? It's like sitting in a room and saying, we're stuck in this room for 10 hours, and one of you has a gun and is a killer, but I'm not telling you who it is. Right? Everybody's now on pins and needles. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's concerned over who has what. Well, it's the same thing with this racism stuff. When you start talking about, consistently talking about white supremacy, white racism, that means that if you're in a room, and even if it's majority white, you're trying to teach them how bad they are, and there's blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and whatever in there, well, the rest of them start feeling uncomfortable for two reasons. One is they don't know if you're trying to warn them that the white guys are coming after them or what. Right? And then secondly, maybe it's the other way around. Now, I remember, look at it, we went years ago to a church that was predominantly black, and I'm not talking about the color of the outside of the church. The congregants were probably 92% black. Right, another 3% Hispanic, and the rest were white. And it was in a black section of town. And we didn't go because we loved hanging out with black people. We went because we loved the way the God's Word was being taught there. And the pastor himself would call black people out for some of the things they did. We're the white guys in the group. You could have picked us out of that group in a heartbeat. So when he started talking about how mean the blacks were being to the white people in the congregation, you felt kind of weird. Because now they're looking at you thinking you went and talked to them. Told on them. So how did that help? It actually didn't help. Maybe some people it brought it to the forefront that there might be an issue. But for the most part, it didn't help. It made tension a little tighter. What makes you think it's any different at the university? Hey, I'm Drummond Sr., your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with me. I enjoy spending part of my day with you. Have a great rest of the day. Come back tomorrow. We'll be here. God bless.